Hey, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Tuesday and it's a good day. Trust you're well wherever you are at. Hey, a few quick housekeeping things as well. I'm going to be speaking in Ireland, in Northern Ireland next week, second week of November. And I'd love to connect with some friends there. My schedule should be online soon there. I have one date open if any of my friends in Ireland are interested in arranging a gig there. Good. Which, God is good. What a beautiful day. Been out for a walk in the woods today. Nice New England fall day. And all is well. Hey, want to share some with you real quick. I was thinking about today as I went for a walk. And that is about the practice of Christianity. And I was doing a kind of a training thing for our new worship events last night. And I was talking at a moment about the musicians there about how every musician needs to practice with a metronome. And by that, I mean they have some, well, firstly, every musician needs to practice. And, you know, one of the dangers in being a musician is we can think we're practicing when what we do is just keep repeating the same things. It's like we find some nice riff or chord progression or strum or something that we're familiar with and it doesn't tax us in that way. And we keep coming back to that and keep playing the same song or the same, musical endeavor, whatever. And then the danger is when we get around other people, sometimes their timing is very different than our timing. And here's just a little thought for you today, but God wants us to practice Christianity. And we have drifted in the West, in Protestantism in some way, from, you know, an idea of Christianity. We tend to talk about accepting Jesus, becoming a Christian, this sort of state you enter into. And there's some truth in that, except God wants us to practice being Christians. God calls us not to be people who prayed a prayer, joined a church, whatever. He calls us to be literally disciples. And a disciple is actually, it's one who practices. A disciple is one who follows a teacher, a mentor, and practices and gets evaluation, not self-evaluation, but outside evaluation. You know, the great thing of using a metronome or something like that is it doesn't care about your feelings. It's not going to offend you. It's giving you this objective reality around you. And then what it wants you to do, the goal, let's say, of using something like a metronome is that you have fun, you jam, you express yourself, you find pleasure in that, you enjoy, you do those things. But at the same time, you're having this outside metric. And I think God's word is like that. How do we walk with God? Jesus said it in John 8:31. He said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You'll know the truth and the truth will make you free." John 8:31, 32. I like the King James. It says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you abide in my word, if you continue in my word." And we need to work the word. We need to practice the word. And by that, I mean, we need to practice in the same way as somebody might practice a guitar or a piano or a violin. I mean, we need to work it. And it's possible to, you know, be in that place where we love God and we do and we want to walk with him, but we actually have to have things to do. It's really interesting. If you look at the Gospels, Jesus gave people things to do. He wouldn't simply say, like, "Have faith in me," like go and sit on the top of a mountain and close your eyes and go, He would tell them, like, go wash in the pool, raise your hand, go do this, go do that. And faith is resting, but faith is engaging our heart in the promises of God. So I want to ask you a question just to think about today. What are your Christian practices? How do you practice your Christianity? Do you practice worship? Do you practice the presence of the Lord? Brother Lawrence wrote that great book years ago. Do we practice the gifts of the Spirit? Do we practice love? You can practice the fruits of the Spirit. You can practice the gifts of the Spirit. You can practice the promise of God. You can practice with your faith. One of the biggest reasons I would say most people have faith failures is they never practice. And then when they really need their faith and they try to use their faith on some great endeavor, they're like somebody who has a violin in their closet, never really practices, and then goes and stands on stage with some philharmonic orchestra and and practice. So what do? We abide in the word, we continue in the word. Jesus says the one who continues in the word is the one who knows the word. And the one who knows the word and knows the truth is the one who will be free. I'll be finished with this today, but the truth does not make you free. I'll say that again. The truth does not make you free. Jesus never said the truth will make you free. He said you'll know the truth, and the truth you know will make you free. How do we know it? We know it by practicing it. We know it by working in it. We know it by reading it, praying it. Let the word work. You've got to work the word in. You've got to work the word on. Then you've got to work the word out. And if you practice it, it becomes second nature. Yeah, there's a place the writer to the Hebrews spoke about those who by reason of use, reason of practice, those who practice the word so much they've even trained the physical body to discern between good and evil. And we can discipline our bodies. We can practice the word until it's a living thing within us. So go practice. Hey, that's my quick update video for the day. Again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button down there. We're also putting these out as podcasts with other weekly messages, different things I'm doing. So if that's easier, go to gjm.org. You'll see our audio podcast thing there. Hey, I have a fundraiser for my trip to Ireland. Thanks to those who've contributed. I put that up yesterday and had some money come in. So thank you for helping send me to Ireland. Check that out as well. And I have a course coming out later this week on Revelation you might be interested in looking at. So thanks for watching, guys. Have a great day. I'm cheering you on as you walk with the Lord. Bye for now.